Hey everybody, David Guerra here. I am your host, and this is the Walking Leader Podcast, and welcome to episode 39. In this episode, I'm going to talk about Rule 17 of Great to Follow, the recently published book, Book 2 of the Walking Leader Trilogy. And Rule 17 is evaluate yourself constantly. You got to do it. You want to be a good leader, better follower? It's got to get done. No, you can't deny it. It's got to happen. Rule 17. You will find that evaluating yourself constantly will be the most difficult of all the rules in the Walking Leader Trilogy. As you go from follower to leader, your superiors, your supervisors, and their supervisors will constantly evaluate you. You and your actions will be scrutinized every time, all the time. It would make sense to be on the offense and start evaluating yourself now. This in no way means you should develop some kind of inferiority complex, but it does mean you should be aware of yourself, what you are doing, and what you're trying to do. By all means, you are expected to be critical of yourself. That famous Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu said, He who knows others is wise. He who knows himself is enlightened. And the famous playwright William Shakespeare, you've heard of him, in his play Hamlet, Shakespeare writes, "To thine own self be true, and it must follow, as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man." Both men wrote these words centuries apart, yet they both knew the importance of knowing yourself. It is in knowing yourself that you can truly measure what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are capable of doing. Therefore, the ability to evaluate yourself means you are taking a role as an employee of the organization as seriously as possible. It also means you recognize the fact that you can always do better. No matter what your role is in the organization, you can always do better, as can your peers. Your peers are an excellent resource when it comes to providing feedback. Feedback about your performance, attitude, and goals. Now, a word of caution. Pick those individuals that are not afraid to tell you the truth, but also do not believe you are being a suck-up or an ass-kisser. Those that say you are only doing this to become a suck-up are bringing their own agenda to the table and will never give you an honest response or feedback. While that is unfortunate, it also lets you know whom you can count on and whom you cannot. Now, do not be afraid of the responses or the answers others may or may not give when you ask them to give you feedback. If they can handle providing constructive feedback, then you can handle it, even if it is not in your favor. Trust me, folks, you need feedback that's not in your favor. You know what you can do with those that bring petty jealousy into the feedback they provide? Well, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. However, be careful to ensure you are not just surrounding yourself with a bunch of yes men and women. If at some point you are getting more positive feedback than negative, you should be concerned that something is not quite right. It is time to start questioning the feedback to make sure that it has not become expected and disconnected. If all you continue to get is positive feedback, it might be time to bring in other peers to get a fresh pair of eyes on the situation. And now you have feedback that is less tainted and fresh. Another great source to provide you with unobscured feedback is from your supervisors. Yes, your supervisors. Your supervisors are a great resource for providing feedback. I have discovered supervisors that are apt to give you feedback when you approach them first. It seems most supervisors would rather dispense feedback long before they are forced to do so during that annual review. By genuinely starting now, you put yourself in a situation in which you and your supervisor work to develop and implement a plan of action long before your next annual performance review. Speaking of annual performance reviews, a good byproduct of soliciting feedback from your supervisor is your supervisor. of soliciting feedback from your supervisor is that your supervisor retains more of the good stuff you have done over the past year and less of the bad, as you are already working to improve yourself. Now, you might also consider soliciting feedback from your supervisor's supervisor. Now, this could come in handy when the time comes to replace your supervisor. No. I am not advocating a bloody coup. I'm not. But what I am advocating is to be prepared for when your supervisor leaves his current position, either because of promotion, a higher paying job someplace else, or retirement. And that position will need to be filled. And why not you? Who else better to fill your boss's vacated shoes? You. I mean, you're it. Pick your time wisely and be sure to let your supervisor know what you want to do before you approach your boss's boss. It might help you. It might help if you can get your supervisor to introduce you to his supervisor, if he hasn't done so already. Now, once you've settled in and accepted that self-evaluation will be part of your professional routine, you can then proceed to build on the foundation you have just created. The first thing to do is to determine how you want to evaluate yourself. Will you do it solely on professional accomplishments, relationships, both, or something completely different? Get that locked down, and you can then start a self-assessing and processing to your heart's content. Now, once you have your self-evaluation method under control, you will then have to orient yourself to decide and act on what you want to work on and accomplish to be a better employee. Thus, you will have to develop your own action plan to improve. This action plan does not have to be completed. You can use your collected data to determine where you stand and what you need to work on. Put that plan in writing, folks. Remember, if it's not in writing, it's not real. It doesn't happen. Get it in writing. I mean, think about it. If it's not real, then how can you achieve the goals you want to accomplish based on your action plan? It really is that simple. Put it in writing, for Pete's sake. Once it is in writing, you can start setting very realistic goals, and a realistic period in which to achieve those goals can be created, can be developed, can be founded, can be made to happen. You should not plan to complete the goals in your action plan all at the same time or as quickly as possible. Don't do that. That's not a thing. Don't do that. Remember, it took a lifetime to get you to this point in your life where you are right now. Take it easy when it comes to setting a schedule towards reaching your goals and or determining your goals for that matter. Take your time. Once everything is set and you are executing your plan, be sure to make time to revisit what you are doing, why you're doing it, and what you can do to do it better. Now, you can revisit your action plan daily, every other day, or at least weekly. But take a 360-degree look around you at how things are progressing and make subtle changes as you go along. Those subtle changes will yield big results later, trust me. If you are not too sure how to take the time to review, all you have to do is find a quiet spot, pull out your written action plan, and see where you are. Work forward or backward from the same time the previous week or the same time from the last time you sat down. Keep it simple. Work it. There's no guarantee you will be successful, but I can guarantee you will start to learn more about yourself. In learning more about yourself through honest and realistic self-assessment, you will start to become confident in your abilities, capabilities, and you'll start going past what you thought were your limitations. Once you get confident in that, you can start to grow and become better than you were when you first started evaluating yourself. It is that simple, folks. It really, truly is. Take some time, figure out where you are, where you want to go, figure out how you're going to get there, get a plan together, put it in writing. Backward planning is what I call it. Start with your goal. How are you going to achieve your goal? You need $1 million. You want $1 million. How are you going to get $1 million? Well, you got to do this. You got to earn $100,000. No, you got to earn $500,000. Well, how do you earn $500,000? And so on, and go backwards until now, until this moment that you're writing this thing down. The last item or the first item should be write plan. Boom, you just did that. Now you're on your way to getting towards that $1 million if that's what you're wanting. Be the CEO of the company. We'll write your plan down. Work it out. No matter what you do, look around you. Constantly look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself from other people's eyes. Get a realistic and honest view of you. And believe it. And know and act on what it's going to take to change. Folks, this has been episode 39 of the Walking Leader Podcast, Rule 17 from Great to Follow. It's evaluate yourself constantly. My name is David Guerra. Again, I hadn't done this in a while, but I invite you to follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra. That's my Twitter handle. I do invite you to follow me there. We're having some great stuff happening there. Dave@DaveGuerra.com. That's my email. Drop me a note. Let me know what you think. And until next time, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Talk to you real soon.